Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And once again, my voice is hanging by a thread, but fortunately, Drunkabilly Records have come to my aid. This is a Drunkabilly Records special. I'll tell you all about it after the first track. This is one of the catchiest psychobilly songs I've ever heard. How this has passed me by for so long, I don't know. This is the Caravans. This is Psychobilly Pop Star. Listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, you said just before we started recording this that my voice sounded all right, but I'm not sure it does.
Yeah.
I think it just sounds better than it did last week.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm back to full strength. That was the Caravans, a psychobilly pop star. That is taken from... Now, this is interesting because it's not actually the Drunkabilly label sampler that I had promised.
Okay.
It's actually a new EP from Cenobites called Blue Fandango, which has got six tracks on it, but included with it is a Drunkabilly label sampler volume 2 featuring 16 tracks from their artists. So what I'm going to do this week is I'm going to play one track from the Cenobites, which is off this EP, and then the other seven songs, well, six remaining, will come from the Drunkabilly sampler. So they are all off the same thing. I know I'd been threatening this for ages, and then I didn't think I was going to get it, and then it came through and I thought, oh, do you know what, there's enough different types of music on here, it's not just It's not just psychobilly all the way through. It's still all sorts of things. And it's really, really good. What I want to know is, what is the Caravans MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheCaravans
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. And also, if you want to find out about any of the bands this week, do just go to drunkabilly.com and you'll find out. Now, I have some additional material for you. This has come through this evening. If you have a poem or a joke for us, do send it in to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email either Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs, or, as Glumbungo did, entitle it Comedy Corner. It's close enough. It's close enough. This came through from Glumbungo, pissed off in the Congo. He says, the stunner next door just came round complaining about items going missing from her washing line. She threatened to call the police. I nearly shat her pants. Very, very nice, Glumbungo. Keep them coming. And anyone else who wants to keep them coming as well. Again, I should have loads of jokes for you, having been at the Edinburgh Festival for 3 weeks. But I was so busy with my own stuff, I hardly saw anything, to be fair. So we'll just probably catch up in future weeks. I have blogged about my Edinburgh experiences via Paulie B, PORLYBEE.blogspot.com. There's four of them, so make sure that you read the first one first, and then you'll get the full story of me at the Edinburgh Festival, you lucky people. Tone, I'm going to ask you about what you've been doing in the next bit. Mm-hmm. Right now we're going to get on with the next track. This is, as they all are, they're not all, as they most are, tracks from the Drunkery Labour sample, with one exception, Cenobites, coming up later on. In fact, the next track, this is a band called Hell Sonics. I'm afraid I don't have a lot of information about each band this week. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Hell Sonics' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/HellSonics
It is. It's Tony 2, Paul of the Internet Nil, and this really does quite rock out. This is Demon Queen. Listening to Quiet Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So, I'm going to ask you now, did you do anything last week?
No, it was Bank Holiday weekend, so we decided to catch up on DIY. So a lot of painting.
What do you mean catch up on it? That's all you've been doing, isn't it?
Well, we feel like a bit behind. So there's shit of the painting you're doing. So we just did loads of that, and bad back, bad neck. Yeah, fun and games.
Is my room ready yet?
No, not yet. No room's ready yet. That's the killer.
But you've still moved in, haven't you?
We've moved in, but we're still kind of without a bathroom because we've still not got all the tiles sorted out.
Right.
We've got no kitchen floor. We've got no painting on the walls. Got no beds, apart from the bed we put in, which is in the attic at the minute.
So you're stinking, you're living on chips?
Yeah. Chips and curry. Well
done. Yeah. Chips and curry, excellent choice. Well, that sounds fine to me. Now, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
There's none this week.
Right, maybe you could remind people of Facebook and why we like them.
Yeah, please do leave us a comment on Facebook. Is it one of the quickest ways and easiest ways to get in touch? Everyone, most people certainly are on Facebook now, so do like our page and leave us a comment. Easy way to do this, go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, leave us a comment. I think it's the first week we've been commentless in several months. So
exactly.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Maybe everyone's away. I don't know. Maybe it's summer, isn't it? I guess so.
They're not all over the world.
That's true.
It's not summer all over the world. If you are somewhere in the world where it's not summer or approaching autumn as we are now, please do go to our Facebook page and leave a comment about it. John, just mention iTunes while you're here as well.
Yeah, sure. Also, as an aside, do everyone have holidays in August around the world? Because in my head, it's always holiday time. Maybe is that just a UK thing? Am I being simple?
I'm afraid I don't know about the whole world, Tony.
Oh, you know, you normally do.
But I'm sure that people have their holidays at different times of year, depending on where they are.
Hmm. Okay. iTunes, please do leave us an iTunes review. A few of you make a massive difference to us, help us move up the featured rankings of iTunes, and it's free. Literally one or two reviews make a difference, so please do so. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up the iTunes music store with that page on it where you can review us. You'll need to log in. So log in, review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature on the show.
And this is Cenobites, The Cage.
Jit Bag.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks to you, such a great job on the bez this week, Tony.
Thank you.
That was Cenobites and a track called The Cage, taken from their EP, Blue Fandango, which also includes the Drunkabee label sampler, as discussed. That's the last track on it, and the reason I played that is that it looks like there's only two tracks on this EP that are by Cenobites. There might be a third one, I'm not entirely sure, but there are at least two cover versions on it. It's really, really good, actually. And obviously, if you get this EP, you do get 16 bonus tracks with it as well, which isn't bad, is it? Including a Cenobites track that I decided not to play because there's a Cenobites one on the sampler, but I thought I'd play one off the EP so you had more of an idea of what they're up to right now. What is the Cenobites website?
Cenobites.com?
No, Cenobites.net, not far off, probably the internet. One, Tony, two. They are out of, I think, Rotterdam. They're a Dutch band, anyway. So, I thought I'd just tell you a couple of things about what I did last week in Edinburgh.
Okay.
Because I got interviewed for Radio 4 Extra. I think I threatened it, hadn't I, on last week's show?
Yeah.
And then it happened last Wednesday. And it was a really good laugh. Arthur Smith, the legendary Arthur Smith, interviewed me. And I said I'd only do it if he flyered for me. So he flyered for a bit as well on the street, which was really, really funny. And then my last show last Saturday in Banshee Labyrinth, my last performance of Songs in the Key of Death, north of the border. A few people have come in late to every show, and the last one was no exception, where this girl walked in and sat down, pretty girl, looked kind of sort of burlesque-y, rock and roll-y, had a significant number of tattoos on her arms, and hair in a ponytail with a Betty Page fringe, and dead pretty and piercings and all that. And she came and sat down right in the middle of the room, watched the whole thing, bought a CD afterwards, and we got talking afterwards, and it turned out she's called Chloe. She's from Oakland, California. She'd been in Paris. She's my favourite person at the whole festival for this one particular sentence she said. And I said, how come you're here? She went, oh, I've been in Paris on vacation, and I had a stopover in London, and then I thought I'd spend a couple of days in Scotland. So I've never been to Scotland before, so I thought I'd get the train to Edinburgh and see what it was like. I had no idea there was a festival on. There's like 6,000 shows, and she had no idea anything was going on, and they just found some pubs she liked the look of, Banshee Labyrinth being one of them, and they pretty much stayed in there for 2 days apparently, and just been watching loads of shows in there. So
nice.
Ended up seeing mine, so it was a laugh. So I did treat her to a Ghostbuster cocktail afterwards, which was good fun. And there's one story that I keep meaning to tell people, and I keep forgetting it, and I've forgotten it again. So if I remember it later on in the show, I will do. On the last night, actually, I went after Ghostbusters. I went out. I pretty much went to every pub I'd been to in Edinburgh over 3 weeks, having a drink, saying goodbye to people. Ended up in Whistle Binkies, where I've been doing my evening show. And the landlord in there is this... well, I don't know if he's the landlord or the bar manager, but anyway, he's this guy. He's Glaswegian. And he looks like he's just going to eat you every time you look to him. You very rarely see him smile, always looks really serious. Big guy, big bonehead, just looks really, really dangerous. And on the last night, I went in and said goodbye. And I went up, he went, Paul, you know, and he goes, hey, mate, I've really enjoyed your company over 3 years, but thanks. He said, in fact, I'd like to buy you a shot. I went, that's very kind. So he handed me this shot, and all the bar staff kind of stood round to watch me drink it. And I drank it and just went, and it was that fucking chartreuse. Have you ever had it?
No.
Oh my, don't start now. Chartreuse is horrendous.
What is it?
Well, it's bad.
Okay.
It's one of those bad shots, Tony. It's like Jaeger plus death.
Right.
And it really gets in your throat, and it's like, oh God, yeah. I reckon I can do pretty much any shot, but chartreuse, I'm afraid, beat me. I was retching in the corner of the pub. I wasn't being sick, I was just going, like that. And he was just pissing himself laughing, going, and then went, see you next year. But yeah, thanks very much. So anyway, that was that. Right, two songs in a row now. I don't think you're going to get two more different songs in a row on Punky Radio than two we're about to play. Listen up for French rockabilly stroke big band types Running Wild. But before that, a track by a band called Hot Boogie Chillin'. What I want to know is, what is Hot Boogie Chillin's website?
Hotboogiechillin.com.
No, hot-boogie-chillin.com, and chillin is C-H-I-L-L-U-N for Nigel.com. And this sounds a bit more garage than psychobilly. Anyway, this is What Happened To.
One-way ticket to Fishtown.
We're raffling off an original painting by me, the Word Whore. For only $25, you could own a little something I had my dirty, dirty hands all over all summer long. Every single penny goes directly towards paying for the fact that I still have both of those hands and can still almost sort of use the important one to continue to do what I do. Join us on Facebook for sneak peeks of the painting in progress. Visit our forum for a look at some of my past work. Tickets are on sale now at airoutmyshorts.com. Thank you and good luck.
On me gueule froidement, d'un ice cream cream. On me dit que je tue de sang froid. Que jamais les gamines dans les tea rooms, que mes fruits frais les font saliver. Sur les mains, j'ai des traces de nougatine. Sur la langue, un oeil à goût de mocha. Je permets de m'écouter un coup de cornet d'amour. Tous mes poids ont l'agonie sucrée.
Thank you. d'un ice cream cream gourmandise qu'on me dise pourquoi moi. Boogie woogie brillant des éclairs qui font boum, délinquant mais caramélisé. Sentiment chantilly, je t'assassine, le blanc d'œuf s'écrit, fouettez-moi. La vanille a le ton d'exciter les loukoums et d'épouser le café glacé. Dame blanche de tout
pas de tenir au délit délicat.
On me glisse froidement d'un ice cream, on me dit que je tue de sang-froid. Que jamais les gamines dans les tirons, que mes fruits frais les font saliver. Sur les mains j'ai des traces de nougatine, sur la langue un arrière-goût de mocha. Je permets de m'écouter à coups de cornet d'amour, toutes mes proies ont l'agonie sucrée.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was running what I do like that song. And actually, we went from a chartreuse to a chanteur straight away. That's a track called Ice Cream Dream, which the first line you just think he's sort of singing English, but you can't quite understand it. And then you suddenly realise it's in French, and it's fantastic. I think they might be from Brussels. Not absolutely sure about that. They've been around a long time. I think that was recorded. Oh, I don't know. Northern France or Brussels or somewhere, or which is, of course, in Belgium, for those of you around the world. What I want to know is, what is Running Wild's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Running Wild?
No, it's not. And I'm a little bit confused here, because they're called Running Wild on the CD, but then the people call Running Wild around the internet without the G. But the MySpace page is MySpace.com/Running Wild Rockabilly. Without the G, Running Wild Rockabilly. So it's probably been set to Tony 2. However, what is... Oh, no, it's not. We've done... No, it's 3-2. We did the Hot Boogie Chillin' website, didn't we?
Yeah.
So probably the internet 3, Tony 2. Now, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
I'm afraid you're going to have to sing this yourself, Tony. You're going solo, because I don't think my voice is up for it. So off you go.
Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bars.
See, that's how it sounds without the harmonies. Right.
It's rubbish, isn't it?
No, it's all right.
Yep, another week.
That's like you've improved.
Another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. It hasn't moved. Still Demo Street, London. Nothing on Sunday, so I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday this week. This Thursday, the Bobo Bells. Rebecca Delgado. AP Clark. Penny Orchards, and a late set from Emily Lee. It's a Hieronymus Bish Bosh night. How do you think that is?
I don't know. Thursday? Fiver.
£6. Friday night, the Penny Black Remedy, the Hallelujah Trials, Max the Greek, and The Hope. It's a Juanita Moonshine Promotions presents Bamalam night.
Cripes.
Yeah. How much that is?
£6.
It is.
Go
and
on.
Finally, Saturday night, the 1st of September. 9 Bar, 3 Months to Kill, Crimes, and Protect Your Neck. And more acts to be confirmed. Probably a few necks as well. Ruction Records night.
That sounds like a nice light acoustic envelope.
Yeah.
Got a line up, doesn't it?
Yeah, 9 Bar at 12 Bar. How much do you think that is?
I think we can safely say there will be a mosh pit of some description. From about four in the afternoon until about 4 o'clock the next afternoon for that one. I'm going £6.
You'd be right.
Oh, 5, 6, 6.
Yeah.
No.
That's it.
Well, you better start singing again.
Oh yeah. That concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bar.
Or does it? Because I've just remembered something. Hang on.
And something
I've had two. Steve Hooker loves doing it old school. He, make of that what you will.
Yeah.
He sent me two more posters through the post. Right, that one is for Friday the 31st of August, this Friday. Clockwork Village. I'm going to read it out. It doesn't make a lot of sense, actually. It says, the Rockabilly Blues and Soulman, Steve Hooker. Clockwork Village. Now, I don't know whether Clockwork Village is the name of the gig or where it is. But anyway, Clockwork Village, Friday 31st August. Top Alex, Southend, plus guests. Free admission, 8 p.m. And find out more by the website, stevehooker.co.uk. And the next night, Saturday the 1st of September, is Rock and Grind South of the River, which is the old Tiger's Head, Lee Green, SE12 8RU, plus support from Precious Burlesque, who I had on at my show, my burlesque show earlier this year, and they're lovely ladies, and admission for that is £4. And again, you find out more information at stevehooker.co.uk. So that concludes, Tony, my section of
Paul's International Gig Guide. Something from Steve Hooker.
Essex-based. Yeah, if you have a gig for us, do email tony@punkyradio.com. He will almost certainly read it out. Yeah. Right. Here's a band that are gigging constantly throughout the year and all other years and are brilliant, and I love them. And again, this is a little bit very different from the last track. This is a band we played before called Nigel Lewis and the Zorchmen. I saw them in Spain earlier this year. What I want to know is, what is the Facebook page for Nigel Lewis and the Zorchmen?
Facebook.com/ Nigel Lewis and the Zorchmen.
No, it's facebook.com/pages/ Nigel-Lewis-the-Zorchman/1356943116259.
Shit.
Some people have older pages than others, don't they? It's quite straightforward to get there. I think if you just type in Nigel Lewis and the Zorchman into the internet, you're going to find what you need to know. Anyway, Paulie B Internet 4, Tony 2. This is Footsteps.
I was walking home at midnight, the lights had all gone out. I heard the sound of footsteps, there was no one else about. I thought I saw the devil in a big black car. I heard demonic laughter as I passed and closed the bar. I tell myself to hold on tight, everything will be alright. I tell myself to hold on tight, everything will be alright. I dreamed a dream of chaos, blood dripping down the walls. I heard the sound of footsteps from somewhere down the hall. Head under the pillow saying, please just go away. I wake up in the morning to another sunny day. I tell myself to hold on tight, everything will be alright. I tell myself to hold on tight, everything will be alright. To hold on tight, everything will be alright. I tell myself to hold on tight, everything will be alright. The wind's getting colder, the sky's turning black. I'm getting closer, there's no turning back. I really can't remember why I set up on this path. I thought I had so much to gain, I thought it couldn't last. I thought I saw the devil closing in on me. Is it my reflection or something else I see? I tell myself to hold on tight, everything will be alright. I tell myself to hold on tight, everything will be alright.
Schwanz. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now then, I've got an honest question for you.
Okay.
Are you doing anything this week?
No. Well, I've got a lot to finish in the next couple of weeks. Try and get the bathroom sorted out. Some new mission. So,
do you think you might go out after that?
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice. I'd like to think so.
I'll make it up for it.
Good.
On the way back from Edinburgh, I stopped off to the gig in Lancaster. That's two countries, and then this weekend I'm in Oslo again. So I'll have performed in three different countries in 6 days. Oh, the life of a stand-up comic with no money and practically no voice. It means I've only got a couple of days to get this bad boy back, actually. I'm going on Thursday, and hopefully I might be going to see The Fall on Saturday in Oslo.
Oh, nice.
Which would be exceptionally cool. 35 quid a ticket, you know, that's about three beers in Oslo. But I am hoping that I will be able to go there. I'm not sure yet. I might have other plans on Saturday. Don't know yet. But yeah, I'll be back doing what was called the Dirty Cow Comedy Club, and now, after my advice, it's called the Oslo Comedy Club.
Okay.
With an act called Le 1-2-2, who are a double act from Wales, and Simon Emmanuel comparing. And they've got a Norwegian guy on first who's doing his first ever gig in England. I'll say on first, he might be on in the middle, I'll probably go on first, because I'll be wanting to drink, no doubt. But he's, who'll be doing his first ever gig in English. Quite exciting, really. And I'm hoping to have a very nice weekend in Oslo, and I will report back next week. Other than that, I'm just getting my life back together after 3 weeks in Edinburgh. I can't remember the story I wanted to tell you. I might have remembered it by the end of this show. Who knows? So instead, I'm going to kick on with the next song, mate, because I reckon we ought to skip through this. We're doing all right, aren't we?
Yeah, we're fine.
Right, this is another one from the Drunkabilly sampler, which is on the back of the Cenobites Blue Fandango EP, as I've been talking about extensively through this. If you're enjoying this music, make sure you order it from Drunkabilly. This is Soft Like Velvet.
It's the way we loving you. I'm loving you. I'm loving you and gonna smile. Because you are. Because you are.
You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Nitro 17, a track called Soft Like Velvet. What is Nitro 17's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Nitro17.
It is. And I'll give you that. It's the numbers as well. It's Nitro and then the number 1717. So that's Tony 3, probably being internet 4. Have you got a twat?
No.
Right, you need to start going out.
And finding twats.
You'll meet some yourself.
Oh, no doubt. I meet a lot during the work day, but I can't talk about them due to various NDAs.
Maybe you could remind people of what's an NDA?
Non-disclosure agreement.
Oh, right. See, I don't know initials like that. I'm too busy having fun. So maybe you could remind people of how they go about sending you their twats.
Yep. Please do email me your twats. It's the era twat, as we mentioned, and it's probably the worst year of twat we've had in a while. So
it's just not the year. It's not the Chinese year of the twat, is it? Although I'll tell you what's going to happen. It will be on the 20th of December.
Okay.
Because when the world officially ends, but it's all our personal world. It's not the world itself, according to the Mayans. I think the Chinese year of the twat will suddenly readjust. And you'll get loads of twats up to Christmas.
Well, fingers crossed. But, you know...
Anyway.
Let's break September in at least with a twat. Do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Simple, really. We've all met twats. There might be someone you know, might be someone you've seen. Might not even be a person. We've had non-person twats before. Be creative. Email me now. All twats received... with gratitude, all emails responded to, please send them to me now.
Yeah, just sort it out and stop wasting our time.
Yeah.
Right then, last track time.
Okay.
This is a band called the Gecko Brothers. Right, or Gecko Brothers. There you go, it's the Gecko Brothers or Gecko Brothers. I'm calling them Gecko Brothers, but is their Facebook page the Gecko Brothers or Gecko Brothers, the games I play? I might as well ask you that now. What is their Facebook page?
facebook.com/Gecko Brothers.
No, it's the Gecko Brothers.
Shit.
It's Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 5. You had your chances there. This is also off the Drunkabilly label sampler, as our most attraction this week's show. I've really enjoyed this music this week. Do check out Drunkabilly Records. This is Funny Feeling. Feeling. Gotta find- That was Gecko Brothers and Funny Feelings. That has been a Drunkabilly Records label sampler special featuring Cenobites on this week's show, as I keep saying. Thank you very much for listening. Do make sure you get your jokes and poems into me in time for next week's show. Best of luck, Word Whore, who's the advert in the middle that we don't mention. I do hope you have had lots of people enter your raffle to help you with your hands. It's all explained via their website. You've had all the information. And thanks very much as well to the internet stations that carry our show, Tony. Could you just remind our listeners what they are?
Yep, they are Hussieskunk at hussieskunk.com, HussieskunkK.com. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com. And finally, we're on extrememetalradio.net, XTREMEMetalradio.net. It isn't metal, it is extreme. Do check it out.
Well done. I'm hoping to see both Tom Brady and Eric Arlov, Punky Radio listeners, in Oslo this weekend. Tom for a beer on Friday. Tom's going to the fall. If I can get a ticket, I'm going to go with him. Eric, I'll hopefully bump into over the weekend. They're my new mates in Oslo. It's nice having a few. And hello as well to Darren, who said he's looking forward to me coming to Oslo this weekend because he wants to lick my face.
Nice.
Very nice indeed. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apu.